If you, I will say it because we have to say the truth. If you understand what fasting is and you do it right after 21 days, you will not go back to your regular eating habits after it. You will maintain a fasted posture to continue to hear. But if they finish there, hi! Until next year, 2019, we'll see. Then you don't get it. Are you following what I'm saying? Then you don't get what the fast is. They came to me, Jesus said, your people are eating. What's happening? He said, we leave them. When I'm gone, and they don't see anything. He said, don't leave it now. When I'm gone, and they lay hands, nothing. They lay hands, nothing. Then they ask themselves, what was Jesus doing? They will remember that when they were eating and they brought food, I said, I'm not eating. They will remember. He was fasting. He said, but as it is, it's my power they are using. They can continue. Because what happened was that they just go to the party. They just eat, eat, eat. They say, hey, somebody sick. God! He said, ah. They eat again. Say, Jesus said, just leave there. It is not possible for them to fast while I'm around. When I'm gone. When I'm gone. Paul, that taught redemption right in Christed reality. Nobody taught new creation because all of you are new creation champions like Paul. He said in fastings often, and he wasn't talking about hunger. If you read before that, he said hunger there, stripes, fasting. He differentiated when he went on hunger strike from fasts. He said fasting often. Or else let me tell you what happened. Except you're not truthful to yourself. You hear the sound of abundance of rain. A brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, all things have become. But the old things will be with you. Are you from there? You shall lay your hands on the sick, they shall recover. You will lay. That part you will do. The other part, recover. You won't see. Because it's like hearing the sound of the abundance of rain, but not converting that sound to manifestation. So Proverbs here, chapter 8 here, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way in the places of the path. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you men I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. He says, unto you men I call, my voice is to the sons of men. So wisdom says, when you wake up, I'm around you, talking to you. I'm at the entry point. I'm right there trying to get, all right, my message across to you. I'm saying something. My call is to you, sons of men. Verse 10 says, receive my instruction and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all that you may desire cannot be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, evil way, forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, sound wisdom, I'm understanding, I have strength. By me, kings reign. Princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early find me. Riches and honor are with me. Durable riches, all right, and righteousness. It says, my fruit is better than gold, yea, fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. In other words, Israel is crying and says, look, I'm all around you. And I'm telling you my worth and my value. And every day I'm trying to get across. You are not listening. That's the point. You are not listening. I'm saying something to you. You are not listening. And listen, let me tell you this. If you are trying to show what you know with your words, you are on the wrong track of life. People that get far, listen. The way you know what they know is by their works and by their fruit, not by their words. Some people, you know what they know by their words, but their life doesn't reflect it. The reason is that once they come into a room, the first thing is they must be the loudest voice. You must know what I know. That's not the important thing. All right? You show people what you know. So you must be on that place where knowing that wisdom, that once you wake up in the morning and you get up, wisdom comes close to you. And wisdom starts trying to get across to you, trying to get you to change something about the way you are doing it. Do it this other way. Wisdom is right there. It says if you leave evil, you put on the television, you hear of somebody who did something and they ended up in prison and all of that, wisdom tells you that thing you are doing will have consequence. You see people there, you read about failed marriages and ruined, and you read what happened, and you are going in that line. And wisdom says, listen, can you see what I'm trying to tell you here? This is the fruit of this kind of behavior. All right? Somebody gets up and suggests something. All right, you listen there, and that's where you must be. You know, I was listening to a message that Robert Susan preached in 1980, and he said, God is speaking. The problem is that people are not listening. He said, let me tell you what it means to listen. And I understood what he was saying, that we've got to incline our ear. You've got to be on the path where you know in every conversation God is trying to say something to you. Are you following what I'm saying? Where you are tuned, when you are reaching for something, you are listening. I mean, when these folks were telling me about their experiences, they weren't telling me themselves. God said, you know, I had this prayer partner. I was listening. I was absorbing what he was saying. I was following the pattern there, right? He told me how he did some things. He said, you know, by chance, I just went out to talk to some people and all of that. And I was listening. The power, you know, of just interacting. Because he told me, he said, how did I get into university in America? He said, I was in like, he said, you remember? He said, and my brother got into school in America. I just said, okay, when I went to take him to school, he said, I just told him there. And I just decided to go to this particular department, all right, which is where he was in. And I went there. He said, I met a lecturer and we started talking. He said, after we talked and talked and talked, he said to me that, oh, I've heard, because it was a Ghanaian. This was America. He said, I've heard about all what is going on in Nigeria because it was June 12th crisis. He said, if you ever want to change and come here, just let me know. I will arrange it for you. He said, and I didn't say anything. I went back home. I sat down. He said, on the third day while we're eating dinner, something came out on television about Nigeria. His father was abroad. They were walking there. He said, and his father looked at him and said, why don't you go to that university and ask whether you could change? He said, he just smiled. Now, but he showed me something. He told me that the power of just talking to people, if it nudged inside his heart and he said, look, go to that department and go and talk, go and see your department, and he didn't go, he wouldn't have had that conversation. Are you following what I'm saying here? So I started learning that, you know, there are some times where, you know, I even see people I know, just say hi and go, all right? Maybe I haven't seen in a long time, but if you sit down and talk with them and engage, possibilities emerge. That when you're a friendly person and you interact with people, you create more opportunities for you to succeed. Because he just went there to go and check. If he didn't go there, he won't. Do you know what happened? By the time he came back with his transcript from University of Lagos, the man looked at it and said, you have done more work than bachelors. They took him straight to masters. But if he didn't have that conversation, do you understand? So you listen and you are following to try to find the trend of God. Is there a way in which a person entered into certain things that I don't do? Do I just say I'm an introvert and I don't, and is that cutting me out of, are you following what I'm saying here? Yeah. You follow and listen. It's not just gist, you are listening. I mean, this other friend of mine, when he was talking, he said, don't you forget. He said, Jesus had favor with God and man. He said, the church prays, they look for favor with God, but they don't look for favor with men. You follow the trend. And that's why when you're praying there, you're fasting, that's what we're saying here. Because the angels are in your, do you get what I'm saying here? They are all around you, trying to tell you. Trying to get wisdom and skill to you that change this. Let me tell you this. If you have always been right, you've learned nothing in life. All right? If you ask me to go back 5 years, come back, will you redo? I'll change some things the way I did it.
Because I've learned more. If I won't change what I did, then I didn't learn anything.
So Robert said, "You listen." He said, "This man." He said, "Let me tell you what happened." He said, "This carpenter lost his wristwatch. It was a ticking wristwatch." And so what he did was that he was looking for it. Look. He didn't find it. All right? He didn't find it. He said, then he let everybody leave the house. And he didn't look for the wristwatch. He listened for the sound. So when everybody went, he went on his knees and started crawling and put his ears to the ground. Finally, he heard the sound of ticking somewhere and he knew where the wristwatch was. He said, if you are going to hear God's voice, you have to be like that. You are listening. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes,
your posture in life must be one of listening, not one of talking. You are not trying to show people what you know. When they see the results, they will know you know something.
Yes, sir.
But listen there. And what happens is that, how do you knock? You listen when you hear something. Then on that premise, you knock. You listen, you hear something. On that premise, you knock. You listen, you hear something. On that premise, you knock. There's two forms of wisdom here. So you're praying in the word of God. You are listening. That's why during the fast, you're getting your nose. That's how the day dawns. Light is coming. Change that. Do this. Do this. The first one in terms of wisdom there, skill and understanding, is it's a word where we get prudence. It's called phronesis. We get prudence. Now, the first wisdom is sophia, which is knowledge of eternal things, which is what many people have. You just have knowledge of the Bible, the truth of God's word. But phronesis here, which is the ability to deal with a given situation. It is the ability to see what needs to be done and to do it. It's practical wisdom of a man who is never at loss. In other words, a man that has this wisdom never loses. In fact, one other translation says, it is by this a man increases his substance. That's what Solomon was praying for. Now, let me give you this example here. It is wisdom for a given situation. Look at what Solomon did. Nobody can dispute it. Even those who are challenging the Bible, when they come to this story, they keep quiet. That even if you don't believe the Bible, this story is a very powerful story. Solomon had a situation before him. Two women were claiming that they owned the child. There was no DNA tested. Solomon said, I will show you who the true owner of the child is. This is prudence. He said, give me the child. He put the child down. He said, get me a knife. He took the knife and did this. And watched one move. No! Said, you are the owner. Take. Nobody disputes with that wisdom. That whoever moved on the inside gave birth to that child. That's the kind of wisdom that you need. Are you following what I'm saying? It says when you are praying like that, the angels come to give you this guy. You don't get that from saying Isaiah 54 says this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then the last one is called where you get things analyzing, but it's called synesis. The essence is discrimination. Wise judgment. It can see the implications of a thing and the ultimate end of a course of action. It sees a thing not only as it is at the moment, but as it will be. In other words, this kind of wisdom understands what is called the law of unintended consequences. It tells you that, okay, let's do it. We have three options. It looks at you and says, if we go this way, we might get a result, but the unintended consequence is this. Every single person, when we looked up, these are the kind of things I meditate on. September 11, 2001, and we saw the planes going to the World Trade Center. We thought it was an American problem. We didn't understand that what we saw will form Boko Haram in Nigeria in 15 years down the line. People that understand the law of unintended consequences, when they saw that go in, they knew the world had changed forever. If they told you that you are watching that particular thing go in, it means you'll be taking off your shoes at the airport, removing your belt, taking off your day. You didn't know. That's what is called the law of unintended consequence. Everything you do will produce an unintended consequence. Which means when you were doing it, I was doing it in the sincerity of my heart. I didn't mean it. it will mean. So this wisdom will show you this action, this is the unintended consequence. This action, this is the unintended consequence. This action, this is the unintended consequence. I tell people today, they write things on social media as though it is just what you write. They don't understand unintended consequence. That you write, the social media is most powerful. People don't understand how powerful that thing is. And it doesn't die. It's forever. Someone in this church put up something on social media. She's working in a powerful company in America. One day she tweeted, "I hate America." I checked how long it had been, 5 minutes. I called her in America, delete that tweet. I said, because the Americans will get it. If there's any trouble, you're in their country. Somebody else goes, and you just feel good for a moment. Haven't you read about Moses? He denied the pleasures of sin, which was for a moment. Because he feels good. You think you've done right. There is unintended consequence. In your relationships, the way you behave, there's unintended consequence. I tell people, well, you know, because I watch it, Godfather. But when you look at it, people tell me, oh, the reason why Godfather was shot in the Godfather, I say, what the film well? It was security, it wasn't security. His first son killed him. I said, what the film well? His first son killed him. How did his first son kill him? They had a meeting before. He said, what's your position on this thing? They're bringing drugs in. The father said, I don't agree. The son said, look, if we don't do it, he said, I don't agree. They got into the meeting. When they got there, the father said, here's our position, we do not agree. The son voiced out, mistakenly, his own opinion in the meeting. I said, are you saying this? Those guys on the other side, they understood. This is the next man in charge. If we kill him, the son becomes the head. The son is ready to do business with us. Shoot the father. The son killed the father. It wasn't security. It was the son that killed him. And the father had seen the son behave that way. And because of his love for him, didn't take him out of position. There's what they call unintended. Somebody else will hear that kind of thing. And say, what are you talking about? He's your first son. Why do you set him aside? If he tells you that guy was about to kill me, you won't believe. You won't believe that the way he talks. Look, some pastors are saying things on social media that they are opening up the church. They actually are opening. Somebody wrote me, he said, Pastor Poggi, he said, you know the scriptures. You can't tell me you agree with everything inside the church. He said, you are being political. You are protecting people. I said, I will never publicly stand against the establishment of the church. Never. It's not with me. The door will be open to attack. People don't understand things. And when the attack comes, write what I'm saying down today. Everybody who is showing face on social media, shouting and abusing other pastors, watch it. You'll be the first partaker of the fruits. Some of those people that are doing rebellion, their church members are going to rebel against them one day. Because they are teaching it. They don't know the church member is watching. That this is how we solve problems. You solve problems by abusing people. So the day they do it, the church members, just what will happen now? You are sending a cue to your congregation. God himself told Moses, I am all powerful. If God could kill all firstborns, he could make everybody sleep for 10 hours and take the whole nation of Israel out. Why did he tell Moses, go to Pharaoh and make sure Pharaoh releases the children of Israel, constituted authority? He said, I will put pressure on Pharaoh until Pharaoh says, go. He said, but I will not let you go without Pharaoh's authority. Because God knew the unintended consequences. Moses, if they follow you without them understanding authority, they will kill you in the wilderness. Moses could have said, yes, we're going, we're going. Didn't you see the people turn against him? So even if you know something, you go about it the scriptural way. Are you following what I'm saying? So I'll give them one. He said, take this book. I think you have not read it. So I took the book. Later on, I showed him in my library. I had two of those. He said, why didn't you tell me? I don't tell you what I know. Shebi, you say you know. You want to give me a book? So then with the information you have, because you knock. Which way is the understanding you start getting. All right? You go out and begin to knock. Okay? I mean, if you call people and ask them, if you believe you should be insulting, listen to this, consult authority this way. We will tell your wife, anything you do in the house, you should come to Facebook to say it. Let me tell you, they will kill the woman. Those, to show how authoritative they are, she will not survive. Because that's what you are doing. So, will your children come out and type, "Daddy, at home, said mommy is very stupid." Yeah. Are you following what I'm saying? If social media is not managed properly, it will bring the end to the world. That's how powerful it is. The people who started social media, Facebook with Mark Zuckerberg, came out and said publicly at a meeting, they said, "We did not know we inserted things that were capable of destroying society. We are seeing society destroyed before our eyes." I told somebody once, I went to preach in a church. He said, "I never understood why you keep writing on social media." He said, "You don't need it." I said, "Because I saw a scripture. The scripture says, the star called wormwood fell out of heaven and hit the waters of the earth. And the waters became bitter. And a third of the stars went with the bitter waters." If you read it in ordinary translation, it says, "And when that star fell into the waters and the waters became bitter, because the people had no alternative source of water, they drank the bitter waters." I said, if people do not put an alternative out on social media, they have only one solution, they drink the bitterness. And if you read Malcolm Gladwell's Tipping Point, you will understand the power of when something is brought into social media space with no alternative. So the point is, keep praying, all right? Then keep listening to God's wisdom. And my friend, God knows more than you. Are you following what I'm saying? Get off your high horse. That once something doesn't seem right to you, it's wrong. And once something seems right, it's right. Test your knowledge by knocking on the door with it. If the door refuses to open, then you don't know as you ought to know. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, and by the power of your spirit, we ask that you establish us in this truth and in all righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.